What is your particular point of view about this? Who should be allowed fair use and under what circumstances?
Well, fair use should really apply to anyone. You're correct that news reporting is currently covered under our current copyright law, which has what are fairly limited exceptions called fair dealing. Fair use is a much broader concept that looks at essentially are you harming the copyright owner when you're using the copyrighted material or not. If you're not, then there's a good chance that that's going to be fair use. So, yeah, so...
You mean exploiting or harming?
Harming their economic interests. So if you're doing something that they would otherwise be able to, you know, charge a license fee for, then it's probably not fair use. But if it's, say, for example, what Wikipedia does, which is, you know, putting up images and other content on their site for, you know, essentially people just to access as information, then that's definitely covered by fair use under US law. And we're essentially saying that Australia needs to adopt the same basic tenets that have worked in the US since, I believe, 1978 they came in. So it's not a new concept in any way. Australia's lagging in this context very, very badly. And, of course, that has all sorts of ramifications across technology, education particularly, and also just general internet use. Anyone that uses Facebook on a daily basis is almost certainly breaching Australian copyright law on a regular basis.
Okay, here's the difference. With the Wikipedia, it's essentially a not-for-profit organisation, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if they want to take something from the ABC, which is kind of free-for-all in the first place, that's fine. They can use our logo, for instance, without there being an infringement of a trademark. That's different to Facebook or Google rebroadcasting the news, or a football game for that matter, is it not?
Yes. And that's probably, you know, arguably outside the scope of fair use. What we're talking about here is, say, people, you know, end users sharing photos on Facebook without explicit permission. That's in breach of Australian copyright law as we stand. Things like internet memes, you know, the great downfall meme that I think everyone would be aware of, and, you know, various other political memes, those sorts of things are not currently allowed under copyright law in Australia. And there's a whole range of things when you get into sort of the technical area that actually prevent certain businesses really being operated from Australia. So, for example, Google would not be able to operate their search engine from Australia because Australian copyright law would prevent the way that they sort of index and essentially copy the internet as they go around it. So there's some pretty serious issues here that need to be sorted out in order to ensure that, you know, Australia can really make the most of the digital revolution. And it particularly applies in the education space, where we have, you know, schools and universities paying money, paying license fees to be able to access information that is freely available on the internet.
In the case of Google, clearly they make a vast amount of money by using other people's material. They have no material of their own. Is it the case that they have an exception in the United States under law?
They are, even under Australian law, there is an exception for news reporting. So this wouldn't really change that in any sense.
Do you regard that as a good thing, there being an exception for Google or Facebook in regard to news reporting?
There needs to be an exception for news reporting. I think that's uncontroversial. I think the issue, which is a very live one at the moment, of you know, the fact that Google and Facebook particularly are essentially sucking all the advertising revenue out of the news media, is a different issue that certainly does need to be addressed. But I don't think it really comes under the sort of reform that we're looking for in Australia, because in a sense that's already here.
Well, it would seem to me that your basic model is that if somebody is exploiting and profiting from somebody else's copyright, that is not fair use, and yet Google and Facebook do that.
As I say, that use is already legal under Australian law, so that's an issue for them to deal with. It is an issue that I think does need to be dealt with, but the reform that we're calling for would not affect that in any way.
I want it to be affected. In the case of Wikipedia, they do not fall into the fair use exception, shall we say?
Well, they do because essentially they're based in the US, so they take you. So they're essentially using US law. But if Wikipedia was based in Australia, they would have some real challenges about being able to upload much of the information that they currently do. So that's, you know, that's one example. Another really good example is a local Melbourne business called Redbubble that is essentially a print-on-demand service. So lots of artists and musicians and so forth use it, put up their T-shirt designs and so forth, and then their supporters come along and order them from Redbubble. Redbubble prints them up, sends them off. Now, the sorts of challenges that they have in this context, I think, are also very, very relevant. So there's a whole range of sort of Australian businesses that are challenged by this that we don't necessarily hear of, because quite often they will often pick up and move to the US, for one thing, just to take advantage of those less restrictive copyright regimes.
What is the attitude, generally speaking, of the Electronic Frontiers Australia in regard to copyright? Do you reckon it should be open slather for everything?
No. We support copyright and we respect copyright, but we do think that fair use is an important reform that will essentially, A, get the law out of the way of the technology. So the classic example that most people use is that it wasn't legal in Australia to actually record free-to-air television onto a VCR until 2006, by which point, of course, VCRs were almost defunct.
Yeah.
So we have copyright law that essentially cannot evolve with new technology and new services. Fair use essentially gets the law out of the way and allows new service innovations and new technologies to be adopted without the Parliament having to go back and look at it, which of course is a very slow, laborious and controversial process. So it's all about essentially freeing up uses that
are uncontroversial in your view.
Well, there are four criteria they need to meet. The primary one being that you're really not harming the economic interests of the rights holder.
All right, thank you, John Lawrence, Executive Officer of the Electronic Frontiers Australia.